people have got access to environmental rights, access to environmental information, which is one of the environmental rights that is provided for under the Environmental Management Act. And in terms of that act, access to environmental information relates to a number of people or of stakeholders that are either affected by the event or have got an interest in the event. So I would guess that these guys that the Conservation Task Force are actually part and parcel of the interested and affected stakeholders who should be given access to information regarding to what has happened in Wange concerning the poisoning of these elephants. So in my own opinion, that denial of that access to that area, which affects their ability to gather information, is actually a violation of their rights.
What determines an organization's interest, as you were saying, that can allow them to be a part and stakeholder in what's going on?
This is an environmental organization that's involved in the conservation of animals, including elephants. So a broad interpretation of the Environmental Management Act, that provision which says those that are either interested or affected can be construed to include this group, because that's an area that they're working in.
What are some of the implications when issues such as politics take place?
There are two things. First and foremost, there is what the law says. Whether that law is being implemented or enforced, that's another thing. But in terms of the provision, it's very clear.